Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Antoine, A-N-T-W-A-N, Dozier, D-O-Z-I-E-R. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Dozier as described in my report of 12-8-17. Pretty is now a 41-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 12-10-15. Pretty fell downstairs while moving a keg and injured his lower back. Pretty did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including lumbar fusion in 2016. Pretty is no longer receiving any active treatment. Pretty denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Pretty, however, he states in 2019, he injured his shoulder. Pretty sustained a tear of his rotator cuff and labrum and had surgery for this by Dr. Islinger. Pretty. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 4/23/18 to be inserted. He then reopened his claim. Per new paragraph, additional medical records show he was seen on 12/16/16 by Dr. Dalzell, D-A-L-Z-E-L-L, in the same office of as Dr. Islinger. Pretty is complaining of bilateral knee pain on the right more than the left. Pretty had a history of old ACL reconstruction done while in college on the left side in 2003. Pretty had also undergone lumbar fusion surgery. Pretty Dr. Dalzell had him undergo x-rays that showed old ACL reconstruction on the left with good position of the hardware. Pretty there were no significant degenerative changes. Pretty diagnosed patellar tendonitis of both knees, for which he placed him on an anti-inflammatory. Period. He followed up on 1/6/17, stating he had a few other health issues and back surgeries, so had been unable to get therapy for his knees. Period. They remained symptomatic. Period. On 11/30/17, he followed up 1 week post-arthroscopy with meniscectomy and removal of loose bodies. Pretty was doing well and was referred for physical therapy. Period. New paragraph on 2/4/19, the petitioner presented to Dr. Islinger in the same practice for evaluation of his right shoulder. Pretty claimed to have injured it on 11/20/18 when attempting to lift a large 5-gallon jug of water off the rack. Pretty already had an MRI. Period. Dr. Islinger reviewed it and found it appeared to be relatively healthy rotator cuff with no evidence of tearing. Pretty, in his opinion, it showed AC arthropathy with sparring and also a large acromial spur that appears to be impinging up on the rotator cuff. Pretty diagnosed rotator cuff tendonitis and accepted a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder. Period. On 3/19/19, he followed up 10 days from surgery on 3/8/19 for his right shoulder involving rotator cuff repair and biceps tenotomy. Pretty had a very unexpected finding of rotator cuff tear in light of a relatively benign appearing MRI. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Islinger over the ensuing months. Period. He had a protracted course of physical therapy. Period. On 12/31/19, Dr. Islinger wrote he had done right shoulder subacromial decompression and labeled the debridement on 12/20/19 and was to begin therapy. Period. 17720, Dr. Islinger opined that did not believe that further therapy was warranted. Period. Exam showed good range of motion and good strength. Period. From an objective standpoint, it appears he has improved, although he still complained of pain and discomfort. Period. He was deemed to be at maximum medical improvement and was already working full duty. Period. In paragraph, left knee MRI was done on 8/31/17 to be inserted here. Period. On 11/20/17, he was admitted for surgery on the left knee by Dr. Dalzell. Period. This was done on 11/20/17 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Dozier was seen there surgically by Dr. Glass on 11/1/18. Period. He was status post L5-S1 instrumented arthrodesis on 9/26/16. Period. He had mild residual discomfort, but it was non-radicular. Period. He remained at maximum medical improvement and would continue with the home exercise program. Period. However, on 12/8/20, he saw Dr. Glass again. Stating he reopened his claim and was referred for a need for treatment evaluation. Period. After his evaluation, Dr. Glass diagnosed low back pain with history of L5-S1 instrumented arthrodesis. Period. In light of worsening of his symptoms, he recommended x-rays and lumbar MRI. Period. On 1/4/21, he wrote, x-rays revealed instrumented arthrodesis at L5-S1. Paired MRI revealed post-surgical changes at L5-S1 with bulge and facet arthropathy at L4-5. Paired he was going to continue with another course of physical therapy. Period. As of 2/9/21, the patient wished to continue expectant management and home exercise program. Period. From a neurosurgical perspective, he was at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. On 11/27/18, the petitioner was seen at AtlanticCare Occupational Health, reporting he injured his right shoulder, pulling water off of a truck. Period. He underwent the right shoulder MRI on 12/6/18 to be inserted here. Period. He may have already undergone a surgery described above. Period. On 3/8/19, Dr. Islinger performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. A repeat right shoulder MRI was done on 10/21/19 to be inserted. Period. On 12/20/19, Dr. Islinger did perform a second shoulder surgery. Period. New paragraph, lumbar flexion extension x-rays were done on 12/17/20. And showed previous laminectomy at L5 with posterior fusions and paired pedicles screws at L5 and S1 with interbody spacer in between. Period. He saw Dr. Glass again neurosurgically on 6/16/22 after another reopener. Period. He noted the original injury of 12/10/15. Period. He recommended a diagnostic workup with flexion extension x-rays as well as a new lumbar MRI. Period. He did undergo flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine on 8/10/22. Period. This showed post-surgical changes of decompression and fusion of L5 on S1 without any findings of instability. Period. The same day, he had an MRI of the lumbar spine, whose results will be inserted also. Period. He continued to see Dr. Glass, such as on 8/16/22, when he opined lumbar operative intervention was not advised. cooperate is going to proceed with another trial of formal physical therapy. Period. He continued to see Dr. Glass, 3/12/122, with bilateral low back pain and left radicular pain to the calf. But he was seen by pain management service but declined a spinal injection that was offered. Compared to Dr. Glass, again deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and could work with a 15-pound lifting restriction on a permanent basis. Period. Paragraph on 4/9/21. He was seen at Atlantic Care Occupational Health, claiming he was injured that day, but he jumped out of a lift gate and hurt his lower back. Period. He was diagnosed with a right knee sprain and accepted a Motrin prescription, but declined a muscle relaxer. Period. He thought up regarding the knee over the next several weeks. Period. They did note a history of right knee tendonitis in the past. Period. He was discharged to full duty on 4/21/21. Period. On 4/28/21, he was seen again at Atlantic Care, this time stating he had lower back pain after jumping out of a lift gate. Period. He states he always has low back pain since his surgery. Period. He denied any radicular symptoms. Period. At that juncture, he was discharged from care to full duty. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Patel performed a pain management evaluation on 11/28/22. Period. He noted the X-rays and MRI from 8/10/22 and performed a clinical exam. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar radiculopathy, for which he recommended epidural injections. Period. He did not want to move forward with them. Period. He was at maximum medical improvement from an injection standpoint. Period. He wanted to try medical marijuana, for which Dr. Patel would recommend a consultation. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed two sets of scars about the right shoulder, one for the rotator cuff tear and one for the labrum. Period. There also appeared to be a droop of the biceps consistent with a tear that was not repaired per the examinee. Period. Motion of the right shoulder was to 150 degrees of abduction, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L2 vertebral level. Period motion of the left shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. The rest of that is normal. Shoulder, see at a positive rapidly scratched test on the right, which was negative on the left. Extremities lower inspection revealed a healed open longitudinal scar at the left knee, consistent with his ACL repair, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Knee maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection rebuilt a midline longitudinal scar, consistent with his surgery. Period, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 45 degrees with tenderness. Period, left side bending was to 20 degrees with tenderness. Period, extension, bilateral rotation, and right side bending were full without discomfort. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 12/10/15, Antoine Dozier injured his lower back while at work. Period. He had treatment, as noted in my prior report. Period. He did receive an order approving settlement on 4/23/18, and then reopened his claim on more than one occasion. Period. He was seen by Dr. Glass. Period. Further diagnostic studies were done, and he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. After reopening his claim again, he was referred for physical therapy. Period. Finally, epidural injection therapy was offered, but he declined. Pretty did inquire about using medical marijuana. Period. His nurse surgeon cleared him for full duty. Scratch that. His neurosurgeon cleared him for some type of work, but it is unclear if it was full duty. Period. He, along the way, injured his right shoulder and left knee, for which he underwent surgeries. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency are the same as offered previously and will be inserted here as marked.